My name is Nicholas Walker. I'm the executive chef for the Cobb Galleria Center.
We're at an event, but you've been here before. Tell us a little bit about it.
I came about 2 years ago with Southern Foods. They introduced us to the meat science department at UGA, and it really opened my eyes to see where, as a chef, you need to know where your food comes from. And it opened my eyes in such a way that I knew that I could explain this when I did tastings with clients and different things like that. I felt more confident when I was giving them beef choices on how things were prepared, where the cut comes from. Because with the way the industry is going pricing-wise, a lot of people still want beef on their plate but not willing to still pay those filet prices. So as chefs, you kind of have to figure out, how do I still get beef on the plate and still give them something that's satisfying and make everybody happy? It makes the vendors happy, it makes me happy, it makes the client happy. And going to these classes showed me different cuts and different muscles and different things like that that I can prepare for the client and still have beef on the plate.
And obviously we've got real life sound effects here. We're on the farm going through the chain. This is where it starts. You're where it ends. How important it is to cover all those facets.
Well, it helps to know where it comes from. It gives you more confidence as a chef knowing where your food comes from. And I think it is you're doing your due diligence knowing where your food comes from. I think people have been so far removed from it and they don't know where their food comes from. Even the chefs, you get into culinary schools and they don't know where it's coming from. And in order for us to support our community as chefs, because you are working in the community, you need to know where that food's coming from. And seeing it and being a part of animal, it also teaches you respect for what you're doing. And that's key for me, because the more you respect the ingredients, the more you're going to respect the people that you're serving, and the better the food's going to be. You've got passion and love and all that going in the food. Sometimes to me, it's not always the ingredients, but it's your passion putting into it. If you don't know how to cook a certain steak, you're really not going to have a pleasurable experience with your clients. So that's key. That's key to understanding that.
And obviously, like I said, you've been here before, you're back. Why did you come back? What do you hope to learn this time that you didn't last time?
I'm just hoping to catch of something I missed, you know. For me, it's like I think as chefs, you always need to continue to grow and educate yourself. And if the day you stop learning is the day I think you should quit, because the more you learn, the better you are. And to keep coming back and just trying to find something that I missed the last time I was here. I was able to walk the kill floor without the animal, but to see the whole process and understanding, like, I'm using a sirloin strip now that comes off the culotte, which I never would have known about that steak if I hadn't have come here. And for me, and like the hanger steaks and different cuts of the animal, I never would have known to even offer that type of stuff unless I came with the beef board and learned those cuts and saw them break down off the muscle. And by right now, it's one of my favorite cuts to serve. It has a great price point for the plate, has great flavor, it has good marbling, it tastes really good, it doesn't have a fat line or a gristle, and people see perceived value out of it.